Hello, everyone. You're listening to The Michael Amade Show, episode 627, Seeking and Allowing. Now, I'm finishing another long day of just creative work all day long, trying to organize things, trying to put things together, recording things at the last minute, engineering things, mixing things. It's been a long day. And there's something that I've been really engaged in today, but also just consistently for as long as I can remember at this point. But it's something that I find that a lot of people I talk to who are creative or are trying to do more creative work tend to get hung up on, which is this thing of seeking perfection. Things don't get out until they're perfect. And, you know, we believe that we have to control every little thing. Now, to me, there's some honor to that, right? We're trying to make something as good as we can. We're going to try to set high standards. We're going to try to hit it. It's art, so why not treat it that way? And I completely understand that. And actually, there's nothing wrong with it at all, except for it can be a great excuse that insecurity uses to never actually put something out. And that's the trick. Is it insecurity that's telling us it's not perfect and it needs to be better, and therefore it never gets there and it never gets put out? Or is it actually us taking the time to work through things? Another thing I've noticed is I made the shift from being somebody who is an artist to someone who's a professional, who's required, expected to deliver things on time, or tickets are being sold to shows, we open on this day, things have to be ready to go. If I am that person, then I have to work very, very hard. And I have to work a lot of times much harder than people realize I'm doing to get it to a place where it's as good as it can be for that moment. Will it be perfect? No. But is that my goal? Well, I want it to be as good and as close to perfect as it can be, but I know that it won't be. I know that it can't be. So what my focus has to be at that moment then is that I need to be absolutely connected and focused to making it as good as it can be and then getting it on the stage, getting it done. The insecurity, it's not even part of the conversation. It can't be. It's a complete waste of time and mental energy. Now, of course, I'm speaking from my position, but that's not necessarily who the people who are listening to this podcast really resonate with the most. A lot of times, we can find ourselves wanting to pursue what we see as perfection, and that keeps us from putting something out, or it keeps us from even getting started, because, as I've said before, there is nothing more perfect than the book that you're going to write the day before you start writing it. It's when we start getting into the nuts and bolts of actually making a thing real that we find the artistry, the craft, the difficulty, and the overcoming of obstacles that it requires to make these things happen. So the thing that I wanted to kind of just put as the theme for today, earmark for tonight, is that we need to pursue perfection as much as we can, but we need to allow it to have the imperfections that it's going to have for us to actually get it done, to finish it. We can pursue the perfection, but we need to complete our work. And that means that there will be some imperfections within it. And we have to be okay with that, because that is part of the process. And it's part of what makes us human. And it's part of what makes art great. If you want to find out more about me, you can. MichaelAmade.com or on social media. I'm the guy in the cowboy hat. Now I'm going to be dropping another podcast every day going forward about this topic, about creativity and living a more creative life. So I hope to see you on the next episode. But until then, make sure you're living life courageously and make sure you're living life creatively. We'll see you next time.